Welcome to today's episode of the Fit to Lead podcast, and this is going to be another solo episode. So I recently have been really focused on kind of reevaluating my health, and as I start to go through perimenopause, things that used to work in the past haven't really been working, and this is a combination of, age, and I competed in bodybuilding for 10 years, so that kind of does a number on your body as well. So some of the ways that I'm looking at my health in a new way is through different testing. So one of those is the Dutch test. So if you have not heard of the Dutch test, it's a dry urine test that really kind of looks at your hormones and sees if there's any deficiencies and what's going on. And you, it's a little bit complicated. There are a lot of instructions with it, but you basically take a urine sample at all different times throughout the day. And then you include, like, if you're taking any kinds of supplements, like I take like creatine and any multivitamins and stuff. And it essentially looks at those results combined with kind of your day-to-day activities, what kind of symptoms you might have. So I have a lot of, the typical perimenopause symptoms, like hot flashes, and sometimes I don't sleep super well. I'm bloated, some gut issues. Anyway. So I took this test and got the results, and I did it through Carrots and Cake, which is Tina Halpert and her company. That's who I used to co-coach with. So very familiar with helping coach clients once they do get their Dutch protocol. So took the test, got my own protocol, and had one of her coaches kind of walk me through it. So I am going to share with you what I learned through it to see if it is helpful in case it's something that you're either thinking about or wondering, or, if you're struggling with some symptoms and wondering, what could possibly help. So I'm just going to share what my results were and what I've started doing. And I literally just started a couple weeks ago. So I do feel like my sleep has definitely improved, but I think it's going to take a couple more months to really lock into seeing if this truly is going to have an impact on my health. And what I'm contemplating is possibly doing another Dutch test to see where my levels are in like 6 months. So with that, the results show that I have low progesterone, low cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone. Low progesterone is obviously one of our sex hormones. That my DHEA doesn't match, which could possibly be an issue with my liver, not like anything major, but just how I am processing, certain hormones and different, chemical levels in my body. And then just my estrogen is in the menopausal range, which I thought was interesting because I am not menopausal. I'm definitely in perimenopause. All that is to say, they provide you with different supplements, but they also outline different ways to kind of manage this from a nutritional and lifestyle perspective. So I'm going to share with you what some of those are. And this is to help, again, alleviate the symptoms, improve my nutrition, improve my gut health, hopefully maybe lose a little weight in the process, because I am feeling a little fluffier than normal, right? So I do gain, typically when I'm not competing, I gain 20 to 25 pounds, and I feel like I'm a little bit over that. So nothing drastic. Like if anybody looked at me, they'd be like, you're fine, but you just feel it, right? You feel how your clothes fit. You feel how you feel, when I'm doing pull-ups, I definitely feel heavier. So try to manage all those things. So to start off with, I've been low carb, like relatively low carb for a long time. And as this is a result of competing, not that carbs were the enemy, but it was just like, oh, everything, you just got to watch your carbs and it's a lot of calories and blah, blah, blah. So there's just a lot of rules that I've followed for a long, long time that I need to start breaking and kind of reevaluating. And one of those is around fruit. So most people would probably be shocked to realize like having I haven't had like an orange. I just sat down and ate like a raw orange in years. So I bought apples, oranges, clementines, like all different kinds of fruit, because they want me to focus on fruit and root vegetables for healthy carbs. So sweet potatoes, butternut squash, different squashes, trying to really kind of reevaluate my carbohydrate intake, because I want 1 to 2 cups at every meal, which I'm like, holy crap, is hard. It's an adjustment, right? So I'm trying to slowly incorporate that. There's a number of supplements I'm taking. And again, I'm not going to get into those because they're specific to me and kind of what my lab results showed, but just different things around, things to help my adrenal glands. So your adrenals are tied to cortisol. And really, it's, I've taken pre-workout like forever. I love, 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 and live on caffeine. Well, all this stuff kind of that impacts your cortisol levels. So they want me to not drink coffee first thing in the morning, at least drink it after I've had a meal. They want me to eat within 1 hour of waking up. Again, I usually don't eat breakfast till like 10 a.m. So, and then wake up, drink 8 to 16 ounces of lemon water, which I've been doing, which has I find that has been very helpful. Getting sunshine, so getting that vitamin D, even though I do take a vitamin D supplement, it just helps with your circadian rhythms to get that sunshine in your eyes, so that your body knows, you know, it's daylight, and it helps you sleep better. Getting more outside, sipping on an adrenal cocktail, which again, I can't remember last time I've had like straight orange juice, but an adrenal cocktail is essentially orange. Half, here's, I'll give you the recipe. Half a cup of orange juice, half a cup of coconut water, or 1 teaspoon cream of tartar for potassium, and then 1 to 2 teaspoons of sea or Celtic salt. And then you could put in collagen, like a scoop of collagen if you want. So that is supposed to help with your adrenal glands. You sip on that in the afternoon or in the evening. And I found that it has been very helpful. Again, can't remember last time I've had straight orange juice, because it was just, you know, with competing was a no-no. Some of the other recommendations is focusing on foods high in zinc, high in calcium, high in potassium. So high zinc foods are like beef, oysters, pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, chickpeas, high calcium, sardines, almonds, raw milk, yogurt, collard greens, high potassium, acorn squash. Coconut water, coconut milk, beets, high sodium foods, which I know people are probably like, why would you have high sodium foods? But it really is about, you know, your electrolyte levels. I tend to drink a ton of water, so you want to make sure that there is a little bit of salt in your diet if you do that. So things like sauerkraut, beets, artichokes, pickled vegetables, pickles. And then really, and this, you know, is kind of not surprising, is eliminating or managing not, you know, not eating processed and packaged foods, high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, soybean oil, canola oil, safflower oil, and then alcohol. And then really kind of watching wheat and gluten-containing grains. So yeah, so it's been very interesting to, and then again, fiber, making sure you get a lot of good fiber in your diet to keep things moving. It's been funny to be on the other side. Like I said, usually I'm the one coaching people through this type of like protocol, and now I'm on the other side coaching myself through it. So it has been interesting. I'm trying to just really be mindful and intentional and understand what's going on with my symptoms versus how I'm eating. Obviously, the holidays were a little bit of a hot mess because, you know, Christmas cookies are not in the protocol, but that does not mean I did not eat them. But you know, it's been interesting also. You know, I've eaten certain meals for so long and trying to move away from those and into just more healthy, right? It's more salads, more healthy carbs. So it's a process. But I wanted to share that. And I'll probably do another podcast maybe in June or July and check back in and see, you know, have the supplements and the dietary changes helped. And I'm going to try to take another Dutch test. Oh, and in addition to the nutrition, also I wanted to share, there are also, it's called a DRESS protocol. So it's like diet, rest, exercise, supplements, and I think it's sleep. What's the other S? Supplements and stress. Okay, so let's talk about some of those other protocols. So I went through the diet, eating food to support, you know, minerals, fiber, vitamins, all that good stuff. Sleep, waking up and going to bed at the same time, which I'm a huge fan of. I do that already. Sipping on the adrenal cocktail in the afternoon or evening to support minerals. This will give adrenal glands mineral support and help with sleep. Using box breathing, which if you have are not familiar with box breathing, it's breathing in for four, holding for four, breathing out for four, and then resting for four. Using box breathing before bed to kind of wind down. And then this one I thought is interesting, and I'm going to share this because I know a lot of people wake up in the middle of the night, especially for my perimenopausal and menopausal friends. If woken up during the night, eat 2 tablespoons of macadamia nuts plus a third of a ripe banana or dried fruit, or sip an adrenal cocktail. And the coach that I was working with said that this really helps, will help you sleep. So thought that was interesting. And then it has like a sleep routine, like having an Epsom salt bath before bed, no technology after, 9 p.m. due to the blue light, practicing yoga or stretching, reading, box breathing, drinking some bedtime tea. So just creating a sleep routine that will help wind down and tell your body that it is time for bed. So yeah, huge fan of that. And I definitely have felt improvements in my sleep. Exercise recommendations, which I think you also find this is interesting. So 10,000 steps a day. I already try to do that as much as I can. Having a dog helps. And then 3 to 4 days of strength training and not like managing the intensity so that I'm not breaking a sweat. And this is again for the cortisol levels to get them normal. So they say the exercise is one of those Goldilocks principles. You don't want too much, too little, but just the right amount. So I've been trying to be much more intuitive around what I feel like doing, and I haven't felt like strength training a lot. And usually that is like my go-to. So I've been mixing it up. I've been doing some metabolic training, which is like a little bit of a combo of kind of gets the heart pumping and strength, Pilates, yoga, lots of walking. So I did think that one was interesting around exercise. And then stress, again, we talked about the box breathing, spending time outside, journaling, meditating, all that good stuff to help manage stress. And then, like I mentioned, I'm on a number of supplements, not going to go through all those, but again, it's to help what they saw on the test and try to get my levels back to normal. So that, in a nutshell, is the Dutch test protocol, all that good stuff. I hope this was helpful. I will include a link in this episode to Carrots and Cake. If you're interested, tell them I sent you. They would be happy to talk through what the Dutch protocol, the cost, what's involved, and any coaching that goes alongside of it. So that is it. I hope you have a great one, and let me know if this was helpful to you. I would love to share with you a brand new newsletter that I started a few months ago. It is called the Grateful Soul Newsletter. And this is a weekly newsletter that comes out and shares a variety of different activities, events, classes, conferences, all related to spirituality, yoga, sound healing, all the incredible things going on in the community that will help heal your soul, keep you healthy, and hopefully create a community of folks that are all on the path to the same place, right? It's really about tuning into your intuition, healing yourself, and enjoying spending time with a group of like-minded people that are focused on the same things. So the Grateful Soul newsletter, highly recommend. Sign up for it. It comes out every week. You could unsubscribe if it's not your thing, but I think you will really enjoy seeing all the different local events that are happening.